empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So men should have role models too, in order to model their lives better according to the principles of God. Biblical figures like David, Joseph, Paul are often viewed as role models for Christian men for their fidelity and faithfulness, as well as their examples of personal development and spiritual growth. These men have proven over time the transformative power of grace, turning sinners into soul winners, all reminders of God's mechanics towards sublimity. We're talking about these men today, and we're joined on the line by Pastor Mike Dube. Mfundisi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am good. Hey, today, this one, some people are questionable here, but nonetheless, Pastor.
Okay.
Can you please pray so that the Holy Spirit may guide us as we look at the role models in Scripture?
Okay. Thank you so much. Greetings to everyone. Let us have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. This Monday morning, we invoke your Holy Spirit to be among us, especially as we are dealing with this difficult subject. What we hope and pray for is that after all is said and done, we are prepared for your glory that is coming soon. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Mfundisi. So, Mfundisi, you know, speaking about role models, so I have to say that I appreciate that we're focusing on the men, right? I think as a confessing, growing up, I never really had more role models, or I didn't understand the concept of role models, you know. But, you know, as you grow up and then you get exposed, now you get to say, okay, this is actually quite interesting, or this is good for my life, you know. And now as we turn to men, Mfundisi, there are three men that I mentioned there. That's why I chuckled at the beginning. I'm like, God, David. Anyway, we're not going to focus on him alone. But what qualities do David? Yes, I know he's a debatable character, but David, Joseph, and Paul, you know, possess that make them role models for Christian men.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Among these characters, there's Joseph, David, Paul. People usually enjoy when they speak about Joseph because somehow he appears in the scripture as if he had no taint of any sin. But when it comes to David and Paul, somehow people, they become discouraged.
Yes.
Or they are debated in a certain way. But I believe first thing that we need to understand, especially when we are looking at humanity in general, all of us, we fail in sin. So there is no one who is perfect. But somehow, what I admire about these gentlemen is that even if they did all those evil things, but somehow they were able to come back and confess their sins. And that's the concept of role model. So as men, we expect them, whatever they do, somehow they should come back and seek the forgiveness of God, then be restored to the right character. That's what I think for now.
Still them, Fundiswam, you know, you've brought up Guti. Okay. For example, we often, you know, lean towards Joseph because he seems to be squeaky clean. And that's why even now, when I was mentioning David, I have that stereotype about him. I chuckled. I'm like, David, you know. Okay. So from characters, so with Paul, I get that he was just a killer and everything else. And then fine, he Saul, Paul. Then you understand, with that one. Not that it's like it's excusable, but okay. But when it comes to David, I think David did the most. So are we to look at these two characters, Mfundiswam, David and Paul, saying that our role models are not squeaky clean? That is why we're having people like David, whom we know he's done the worst of the worst, you know.
Okay.
But because of that, but now as you are saying that they were able to confess their sins and come back to the Lord, saying that even when you do find a role model who's got his weaknesses, do not discard them just because they've got the weaknesses, but take the positives from them.
Thank you so much. That's the reason why even in scripture we get the verse which says all scripture is God breathed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, from Genesis to Revelation, we discover there are different role models.
Mm.
So David and Paul, they are among the role models.
Mm.
There's still Daniel, there's still Joseph, as it were, and many others. So in other words, why? It is because when we are taking this gospel, we are taking this gospel to different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Some, they try to live a perfect life like Joseph. Some, they fail, even if they were kings, politicians. Somehow their life was not really, or was not really perfect or exemplary like David,
mm-hmm,
or like Paul. But all of them in totality, somehow, because we are preaching to people who are reflecting these characters,
yeah,
so somehow they will find a role model that fits their example.
Mm.
I think that's the reason why all of them, they are brought in the Bible.
I like that. So now let's turn to David.
Okay.
The man after God.
Why not start with Joseph?
Now, because I have a bone to pick with David, so I want us to finish with him, Fundis.
It's okay.
Dear my husband, please don't look into David. Gyadlala. You know, he's okay. I mean, he's the man after God's own heart. You know,
exactly,
that's how the Bible,
exactly,
you know, that's
exactly
what we must take, not the whole Bathsheba. Anyway, coming back to the focus of today. So I'm putting this, so I'm looking at David, you know, as a person whom even the Bible describes as the man after God's own heart, you know.
Right.
So how did he now show his faith and devotion to God, you know, in his daily actions and commitment to prayer? I mean, he gave us the Psalms, like beautiful, beautiful thing there. So how then, how do we see him with his devotions there and prayer to God?
Okay, you discover that David, he started as a boy, as a shepherd, the last one, Jesse, and so on. Somehow he went through tendering the sheep, like most of us, we are coming from the village to,
mm-hmm,
town, until we achieve whether our academic qualifications or even in our professional world somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll discover one thing about David, he spent most of his life in the jungle, running away from Saul and so on.
Mm.
And through that, when he confessed later, he's saying, God was able to be with me even as I was tendering the sheep,
mm,
even as I was running away from Saul. So I saw the hand of God.
Yep.
So that on its own experience, that's what was in his mind. And at the end of the day, that helped him to strengthen and to come back to the will of the Lord. So even today, we have got a lot of people. Some, they went through war, apartheid, Zimbabwe, and so on, even the world over. But somehow, through those experiences, especially when you meet those people, you appeal to their experience. Did you not see that it was God who preserved you? And through that, they can grow even in the commitment to God, because they can see that no, there was no way David, when he was sitting close to Saul and he took that spear, he wanted to kill him, but somehow, actually Ellen White even says, it is the angel who went to protect David. So through that experience, it helped him even to commit to God in his devotional life.
Mm-hmm. And now when we look at the one, the squeaky clean one, well, in quotes, because your fave Mfundiswa Joseph, Josepha, you know.
Okay.
So what lessons do we learn, you know, from Joseph's example of self-discipline and his commitment to integrating morality with his Christian values? I think, yeah, Mfundis, this one, I think you'll love it.
Yeah, no, I can't say Joseph was clean, because remember, even when he was young, whatever happened in the fields when they were tendering the sheep there, somehow he came back and reported that to the father, and no one would love that. That is the reason why all of their brothers, they hated him for that.
Uh-huh.
So somehow he was not mature enough to try and protect even his brother. Mm-hmm. So personally, I can't say he was clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us have sinned.
Yes.
So he was never clean. But somehow, because he loved his father, he listened, he obeyed his parents, somehow he was able to grow in God's grace. Because if you read the Bible, especially Genesis chapter 39, verse 2-6, it says God was with Joseph. In other words, we are saying he took all the instructions and all the teachings from his father and he kept them in his heart. So that helped him even when he was sold by his brothers, the journey through the prison until he went to the heathen land in Egypt. And at the end of the day, he became second in command.
Mm.
So what he was taught by his parents, that's what helped him.
Looking at Paul, you know, you're looking at Paul, you know, we see his journey when I think one of Paul's journeys, one of the beautiful things to read in the Bible, his journey is just,
all right,
you see there,
exactly.
And you minus the killing, you put yourself there, and then you see where you are today, you're like, bona, that was God there, you know. So you know how does Paul's journey from being a zealous persecutor of Christians, to being an apologist for the faith, serve as an example to Christian men? Is this where now we coin the phrase God calls the unqualified?
Yeah. Now, if you read about Paul, history tells us that he was one of the respected guys in Sanhedrin. So for you at that time to achieve that status to be among the Council of Sanhedrin, it means you are a man. That's the reason even some student, Bible students, they say you was married even then, because you are not allowed as a youth or unmarried person to attend to that status.
Mm.
So really he was very zealous for the Jewish faith until he met God on his journey to Damascus.
Mm.
Then all of a sudden he turned to Christianity, and we see all the good works that he did, including writing about 13 to 14 books of the New Testament. Mm. What does it say even today? It means we should not be stereotyped for those people who have not yet come to our faith, but who are stuck in other faiths. Mm-hmm. Remember, we've got ATR, we've got Buddhist, Judaism, and so on. So we are supposed to be patient with them, because the moment they meet God, they will never be the same. More than that, even when they come to faith, they will do much more than what we are doing even now.
So when we look at these three men, right, because these are the ones that we chose for today, all of them, they've got their different they've got their different characteristics, their issues that they faced in life with their journey. I mean, David, like Siamas, as a David Young Club, David is troubling me. Okay, let me move away from David.
All right.
You know, so looking at the history of them, I think that as men, you are able to look at David, you're like, okay, from David, I'm learning this. From Joseph, I'm taking this, I'm learning this. From Paul as well, you know. So how now do these experiences, Mfundiswami, of these Bible figures, because what we study the Bible, this is where we get most of our things that we, you know, our guidance in life, you know. How do they now serve as that thing that is inspiring Christian men, you know, to lead a better lives and be faithful to their endeavors? Because if you need prayer, look at David with all his issues, you know, with all his issues, look at him. If you need leadership, nangu Josepha. If you need, you know, sticking to this faith, nangu Paul, you know. So how do these men, you know, inspire that?
Okay, thank you so much. To me, especially as an Adventist pastor, all these examples, they are good to me. Mm-hmm. Why? Because when I go out for outreach, I know that I will meet men who resemble Joseph, who have no problem with women generally. who can run away and even leave their clothes and run naked because they want to preserve their purity. Mm. However, in the society also, we have got the Davids, mm. who have no problem, who are polygamists, who have no problem with women. Some of them, they're in authority, they have power, like he was a king. Mm. Then there is guys like Paul, who before they were working with the devil. Mm. But when they get converted, somehow they don't turn back until they get to a point, according to 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 to 2, who can stand and say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Mm-hmm. But the kinds of David, even if they get converted and they become pastors or even elders, somehow they'll be going back to those old ways. So there are those categories of men. Mm-hmm. So somehow, I believe as a pastor, I'm supposed to be patient with them. I am supposed to strengthen them, not to say I condone their actions, but I will say I understand this thing because we are different. But somehow, our goal is to nurture and to assist them to fight those bad traits until they attain one goal, which is salvation. Why am I saying that? Mm. Sorry. It is because if you look at their death, all of them, if you go to Paul, you'll discover when he was about to die, he would say, I have fought a good fight because he had done everything. I kept the faith and I'm waiting for my crown that is coming very soon. Look at Joseph. When he dies, he calls his brother. Mm. I'm going to die, but definitely God is going to visit you someday. Please carry my bones to the promised land. And even same applies to David. When he dies, he calls Solomon. Mm. Solomon, I failed to build the temple. But definitely you will, because I have gathered all the resources, but take care of this. Look at Joab. He was never faithful. He might be dangerous to you. So somehow, all of them, when they were closing their life history, somehow they improved or they mended their relationship with God, and they were sure that God was going to forgive them. So my appeal is, let us not be too hard on our gentlemen. They will come in different packages, but what the greatest goal is for them to die with their good relationship with God, having confessed their sins and be ready for his second coming.
So looking at the modern man, Mfundiswami, these days, you know, we're having quite a number of discussions, almost in all platforms, critiquing and analyzing and doing all of these things to the Bible, right? And others are like, David Angeke, I don't understand this thing. This is not true or anything like that. But how can the modern man, Mfundiswami, you know, use these three people, the experiences and find inspirations there to navigating today's challenges, you know, and stay focused on their faith and Christian values? Because sometimes they would try to say, okay, you know, David went through this. Maybe I relate, but I don't relate, you know. And like, okay, I relate, but Pella, then there was no cell phones. There was no nothing. There was just sheep and cattle, you know. How now do they use those experiences there to navigate today's challenges?
Okay. I believe, especially for today's men, I believe the first thing that is important is to understand, especially the subject of temperaments, that mm-hmm. we are different. Mm. And as men, we fall in different categories, whether you are a pastor, you are an elder, or any man, you can either fall in the category of Joseph. You have no problem with these weaknesses. Maybe your weaknesses are just those that are accepted in the society. You are a man like Paul. If you don't know the truth, you can work for darkness, but once you get converted, you don't turn back. But there are other category of men who are like David. Mm. You can get converted so easily, but somehow you struggle all the way until your death. Even as a man, if you look at David, even when he was old and stricken and so on, he says, Let us look for a young lady to come and as David. Why? Because he was a champion in women, something like that. So there are men who will go that direction. So even in modern men, I think the first thing we are supposed to accept one another, because the blood of Christ is sufficient for all of us.
Mm.
But at the same time, having said that, let us try as men to fight against all these things with the help of the grace of God. If you look at the NGOs, for example, and all these other organizations, somehow they have the blessing of supporting the girl child. I was working with the one organization, Zimtech, an NGO. We are always about women, girl child, 10 to 24 girl child. There is no space for men. So as men, we are supposed to take up that mantle and make sure we also bring the youngsters on board. This will be a good model even for our society today. Thank you.
Mfundisi. Uthi David was a champion of what?
I mean, David had a weakness in men somehow. Sorry, in women. He had that weakness because you discover he was also a polygamist,
yeah.
Even if he knew the law of God. But somehow, so there are men even today who are suffering that.
Hey, indeed.
Maybe because of genetic makeup or whatever. But somehow, what I'm proud of David, he was the man after God as well.
Yes.
He confessed and he, something like that. So, yeah.
So
I'm not saying it's right. It is the history that is recorded in the Bible.
Yes,
that witness.
Yes. So as we wrap up Mfundiswami, let's say here is a man, and then they're looking for role models. Fine, they're finding these men here. They're like, hey, this 3 man, it's not make sure, you know, I'm not connecting with them. Whom, according to you, would you suggest 2 other men that they could look forward, that they could look towards or learn from besides these 3 ones? Because some were like, David, no, man, he's too, you understand, without us understanding that whole process of grace and mercy and all of those things. But which other 2 men can they look unto saying, I want this one to be my role model?
Two gentlemen that are my peak, there is Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel is like Joseph. Somehow, we don't read a lot from him that he was in error. Unless we take that verse to say all of us have sinned, somehow he was sinful, but somehow he stood his ground till the end, became the prophet of God. Then on the other end, we have got Abraham, our father of faith. And of course, he had some issues there, Hagar, and so on. But somehow, at the end of the day, even up to today, he is our role model. So my point still, we are not the same. We are going to have men who will reflect these opposite extremes. So let us accommodate them, because all of these, they eventually closed their history having their lives right with God, having a good relationship with God. And we are going to be with them by faith in the kingdom of God.
Indeed. Mfundisi, as we wrap up, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for our men? I said our men. Please pray for our men, Mfundiswami, so that, you know, they may find Bulika.
I was also tempted to ask you, among these 3, yours falls in which category?
Hi, Mfundiswami, let's pray.
I hope it's a Joseph.
Well, it's a Daniel. Please pray for our men, Pastor. So that.
Thank you so much. Yes. Let us have a word of prayer.
Yes, please, Buddha.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity that we now have got good platforms that gives us an opportunity to speak about these things, especially the manhood, our men today, because somehow this society believes that the men, they have it all. and they are neglected. We have got good examples. We've got Joseph, David, we've got Paul. And all of these traits, they are reflected in our men even today. May the Holy Spirit assist us, be with us. Let us, as people, remember to accept them in their different failings, because we've got the Holy Spirit to assist and to empower us, so that as we preach the gospel of your soon coming, we all, especially as men and women, be ready for your soon coming. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. We have learned, we've had fun. It was all lovely, Mfundisi. So thank you. Till we chat again next time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.